By the Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, opportunity to spend some time with a former broadcaster and now the public voice of the Bartlesville Community Foundation. Good morning, Mike Wilt. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's like you never left.
Well, no, I have left. I managed to get myself at least for a few days out of the habit of waking up while it's still dark outside.
Right,
right. And now I'm doing that for short term. Happy to be in town this weekend for Evan's wedding and help fill in while he's honeymooning, and then I'll move along. And
well, like I said, you picked a fantastic week to come back. My goodness. Welcome to San Diego East.
Exactly. Yeah. The only thing, I would have liked to have been in downtown St. Louis last night for the celebration around the Enterprise Center for the Blues win after 52 years of being the St. Louis Blues and now winning the Stanley Cup. So, be a good deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bartlesville Community Foundation, I want to talk some about the foundation, but I want to start with a recent event, or so, I guess it's still a recent event, the gala that was last part of April.
That's right. Well, let's see.
Or first weekend in May, I guess it was, yeah.
Yeah, every year we have what we call the Legacy Hall of Fame, and we have a committee at the Bartlesville Community Foundation that pours over names that have been submitted to honor two families, two legacy families that have had a big impact on the Bartlesville community. This started back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's helpful to kind of go back and look at some of the names of the folks, of the families that we've honored. The very first one, and I think all of these names will be recognizable.
I can't think of any names that will not be immediately recognizable to anyone who spent more than about 3 years in town.
Right. Well, the Johnstone and Kane families, of course. For whatever reason, I think they originally thought that they would do the gala every other year. So 2008. Skipped it, but then in 2009, the Gorman and May family, Adams and Dunges, the Hughes, Hughes Ranch, and the Sears, Earl and his gang, and of course Joe is back in town, has been for several years now, Foster and Price, and Cox and Silas, which was a great, since both the Cox and Silases worked together as executives at Phillips. Garrison and Vasudevan families, the Colaws and the Rolls, Bowermans and Hockeyottis, Ambler and Haskell, Curd and Sidoris, and then this year we had the Potter family, which you may have heard of.
Minor experience with them, yeah.
And then the Zervas family. And for the first time, we also honored a heritage family. And the thinking was to honor some of those founding families that may no longer be around. And, of course, I came to the foundation mid-October of last year, and these families were already selected. And I told somebody, I said, well, you realize that Anatoly Artunov, who's the youngest of the three children of the founder of Retta Pump, is still alive and living in Tulsa. He had a letter to the editor in the Tulsa World one day, and I was like, well, he's still around.
That's right.
And as luck would have it, Mike May of May Brothers, longtime community member, graduated with Anatoly from Call High. Anatoly only was like 15 and a half years old when he graduated, and so he's actually 2 years younger than Mike is. And but Mike got a hold of him in Tulsa, and he was absolutely thrilled to be so honored. Came to the event. Actually, I think he probably stole the show.
I think he did. I think there was so much just outpouring of I'm not sure I want to call it affection, but I can't think of any better word, of the fact that he was actually there and could represent what his family has contributed.
Well, and to hear about how his dad, Armias Artunov, came to this country, you know, after the Russian Revolution and just some of the brutality that they overcame. Anatoly actually was the only member of the family that was born in America. Mm-hmm. He was actually born in Tulsa. And but what was interesting is we kind of swerved into genius. And we didn't, well, we knew one thing at the time, that there was a connection between the Potter family and the Zervas family. in that, of course, Sperry Zervis, who's no longer with us, was an orthodontist, and his younger brother, Dean, was a dentist. Mm-hmm. And Dean ended up transitioning into retirement, and Heath Potter took over his practice. And then we found out, and whenever we met with Dean and Kathy Zervis to let them know that they've been selected, Kathy told us that her father worked for TRW in California, which bought Retta Pump and brought her family to Bartlesville. And so there was a, you know, kind of a triangle of connections there that we didn't know, didn't plan on. So sometimes maybe better to be lucky than good, but fortunately, I think we were both.
intentionally or not, it doesn't.
Right,
The point is, you got there, and it was just a fun evening to be able to not only celebrate those individual families, but to recognize those connections and how each of them got to Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
That's always actually one of my. I've been in town for almost 30 years now, and that is actually my favorite question to ask people is, how did you end up in Bartlesville? And then I just sit back and listen. Even folks that I run into who maybe have grown up here, left, and have come back, it's just a fascinating, that's what makes Bartlesville so special is there's people from all over. I think this is the nexus of the universe, quite honestly, because it seems like it doesn't matter where I go, I run into somebody who lives here or is from here or worked here. I actually, this is a true story. We were at a resort in the Caribbean, and I ran into a kid that I knew from Bartlesville.
Wow.
I was like, hey, aren't you? I don't remember who it was, but it's like, so I expect to see somebody from Bartlesville, regardless of where I'm at.
Well, and you can't go to Branson without running into somebody from Bartlesville.
Well, I try not to go to Branson.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. But you're right. It just seems as though the rays all migrate, maybe not the center of the universe, but certainly connections all over the country. That
right.
Wherever you go, you're going to find somebody from Bartlesville.
Right. And one thing I want to say about the gala is it is in itself, it's not a purposeful fundraising event. In fact, at the Bartlesville Community Foundation, we don't really, we're very fortunate in that we don't have to hold events, fundraising events. Now, we did back in the early days. Mm-hmm. This is actually our 20th anniversary.
And I didn't seem like it had been that long when I started counting years. I would have believed easily 15, but I hadn't realized I'd gotten to 20.
Right. And and I want to give a shout-out, especially since this is our 20th year of existence, that Debbie Muggenberg, local accounting person and great community leader, I'd love to set her on a Xerox machine and, you know, crank out about 20 of her. She's just wonderful. And then Corky and Charlie Bowerman, mm-hmm. and David King, the local attorney, and then actually Pam Dunlap, who was the CEO of the chamber at the time 20 years ago. Of course, my wife Sherry is now running the chamber. They started the Bartlesville Community Foundation, mm-hmm. and they really had a vision for having an organization where it could support a lot of the other nonprofits in town and just, you know, be around for the betterment of Bartlesville. And it's through their leadership that we are here today. But, and so in the early years, yeah, I think they had a golf tournament. They had, you know, like every organization
if
here in town.
If you're going to have a foundation and any foundation that I know of endows primarily through the gain on their investments because they managed to get some way or another a pot of money to start things off.
Right, yeah. Right. And so we're very fortunate that we don't have to do events. And this event is not a fundraising event, but we do, you know, raise some money, and that goes into our legacy fund that funds grants to organizations. We've helped Children's Musical Theater, for example, a lot of different organizations, elder care, youth, arts, you know, you name it. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, we don't have a silent auction, we don't have a live auction, we don't have a wine pull, but the proceeds that we have left over do go back into the community.
We're talking with Mike Wilt. He is, I believe, title executive director of the Bartlesville Community Foundation.
That's what it says on the business card, I'll answer to just about anything.
I'm not going there. We'll continue with Mike coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Bartlesville Community Foundation Executive Director Mike Wilt. And Mike, just because the name of your organization says Bartlesville, are you limited to, I'll say, the city limits of Bartlesville or organizations that are headquartered in Bartlesville?
What's your
reach?
Well, really just about anywhere. We've got people that have different funds with us, and what we do is we pull resources and allow people to achieve their charitable philanthropic goals regardless of their income. And I think that's one of the things that is going to be an ongoing message for us, is that, well, you don't have to be retired and sitting on, you know, a large estate to be part of the Bartlesville Community Foundation. One of the great things about us is we've got some what I would call young professionals who are either early in their careers or midway through their careers that still have charitable interest to them, and we are able to help them. And so if they've got some charitable interest outside of Bartlesville, outside of Oklahoma, you know, we can help that. But we also have, most notably, the NOWATA Community Foundation is an affiliate of the Bartlesville Community Foundation, and they've got two big things. One that's coming up and one that's ongoing that I'd like to mention. The NOWATA Community Foundation, and great people over there. They the Boys and Girls Club over there is having a capital campaign, and the Community Foundation has pledged to match all donations to that cause up to $5,000 between now and December 31st at the end of the year. So we still have quite a ways to go, but folks, regardless of where they're at, if they want to donate to the Boys and Girls Club capital campaign, the NOWATA Community Foundation will match those donations up to $5,000. And then they have, they're going to have a, speaking of fundraising events, they're going to have a golf tournament on July 13th. And boy, would they love to have a day like today.
Yes, they would.
Golf tournament on July 13th. It'll be a 8:30 shotgun and a 1 p.m. shotgun. $100 per player, $500 per team, and all the players will get, you know, some breakfast, some lunch, and then they're actually having a dinner later that night at 6 o'clock. And you can find out more information and donate and whatnot, NOWATACF, as in communityfoundation.org, to find out all the information on that. They also have whole sponsorships available, and but we've got some good friends and some good partners over in NOWATA, and so, you know, our reach is wherever we wish it to be. Our goal is to eventually grow to be seen as and operate as a regional community foundation,
and
stretching into, you know, Osage County, NOWATA. Of course, we're already in NOWATA County, but be seen as having a larger reach.
And the advantage, I think, particularly, and I'll say the larger nonprofits, you mentioned a couple, Children's Musical Theater, others that you've already talked about, do fundraising on their own. But some of the other things I know you've done, some of the smaller, I'll say smaller organizations like ARF and SPCA, some of the ones that are out there but not necessarily conducting, you know, large capital campaigns every year. They're not United Way organizations. You act as a great arm for them to help manage their funds and fund many of their activities.
Right. Well, and one of the missions that we have at the Bartlesville Community Foundation is to have people have a long-term vision. You know, we're kind of like the Debbie Mungenberg likes to say, well, we're kind of like the savings account. And one of the duties that we have is trying to get organizations to look and think long-term. And so that includes planned giving, you know, having people that are already interested and already value your particular cause to maybe work that into their estate. And we'd like to say, well, you can take care of your family and your community at the same time. You know, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. And so, and also get organizations' endowments built up to where the proceeds off of those endowments help lessen the reliance on fundraising events. Because as everybody knows, we have a plethora of fundraising events in this community. And
it's hard to find a weekend that there's not something going on for a nonprofit.
Yes, and trying to schedule anything in Bartlesville is just a nightmare. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that was happening the same night or day as my event. Mm-hmm. And also, events are a lot of work. They're a lot of work. And so if we can lessen the dependence on events and have people go about it a different way, that's something that we're striving for at the BCF.
If somebody, you mentioned allowing people to do charitable giving, and if you are already used to large numbers in your accounts somewhere along the line, you probably are thinking charitably already. But for people who have some savings, some investments, but need that particular paycheck to keep things going, you don't always think about trying to help out nonprofit organizations because you're using those dollars for yourself. But you give people the opportunity to do some of that.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that we've developed here over the last several months is something that we call the Allied Professionals Program. And what we do is we interact with and get people in touch with accountants, financial planners, attorneys, you know, whatnot, and help people realize how they can benefit both their families and, of course, their community. That's one of the things. And that is something that we're going to be doing even more going forward. Our fiscal year starts July 1st, and we've got even though we've been doing it, we've got a renewed commitment to going out and working with the people that help people, basically.
I ask you how many organizations you support, and you didn't have an exact number, but it's a fair statement to say that it is about 150 organizations.
Around there.
That's a lot of people that one way or another benefit from the fact that they are supported or part of the Bartlesville Community Foundation.
And this has actually been a very busy week for us, talking with people that are interested and want to find out more about us. And so we're trying to raise the profile of the BCF. And so whenever you hear BCF or Bartlesville Community Foundation, well, you instantly know who we are, what we do, and that is, you know, going to be ongoing. And so we're doing things like this, getting out in the community, see and being seen, as I like to say, mm-hmm. and just raising our profile a little bit, because I don't want us to be the best kept secret.
I'm doing what I can to help out on that part. But,
yes.
But there are organizations that are already benefiting from the Community Foundation, but there are a lot that probably are yet to say, I don't really know what you do and how you can help me out.
Right. So, yeah, and you can call us at 918-337-2287, or, you know, our website is bartlesvillecf.org. And we're located down on 4th Street, just across the street to the north of the Arbest drive-thru. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we're right next door to the Outpost Coffee Place. My staff and I are on the frequent flyer program there, and that place is busy all the time. So
I have heard that.
Come on down, and we'll go across and or next door and buy a cup of coffee and talk a little bit.
Sounds like a great idea. BartlesvilleCF.org is the website, Bartlesville Community Foundation. If you or the organizations that you are involved with are already part of the foundation's group of organizations, wonderful. If not, then get a hold of Mike and start asking some questions. Events coming up in Nowata. I want to mention those real quickly because we have the time.
The golf tournament going to be at the Nowata Country Club Golf Course. That'll be on July 13th. Mm-hmm. And then the Nowata Community Foundation, again, is matching donations up to $5,000 between now and the end of the year for the Boys and Girls Club of Nowata capital campaign.
Thank you very much. Mike Wilt from the Bartlesville Community Foundation, and that's a community connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. It's 5 before 9.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Former OU president.